Walmart is changing its plans for the nation's capital. The company says it won't be building stores in Washington, D.C., after the city council passed a law requiring big box retailers to pay what's known as a living wage. Patrick Madden of member station WAMU has the story.
Before the vote, Walmart issued city lawmakers an ultimatum: kill the living wage bill, or it would pull the plug on three stores it has planned to build in the nation's capital. The bill requires certain big box retailers to pay its workers $12.50 an hour, a 50% increase above the city's minimum wage. Walmart called the bill discriminatory. It exempts stores with union workers, for example. But the retailers' threats did little to sway the D.C. Council. It passed the bill 8-5. Council member and former mayor Marion Barry criticized Walmart's hardball tactics.
That's a stick-up without a gun, and I'm not going to be stuck up.
But Councilmember Tommy Wells, who opposed the living wage bill, admitted that while Walmart isn't, in his words, the best citizen,
I view it as a job killer. We do need our minimum wage jobs. We need our low-wage jobs.
Two stores that Walmart says it will not build have been planned for neighborhoods that have struggled for decades to attract development and retail and have much greater unemployment than the rest of the city. The pressure is now on Mayor Vincent Gray, who could veto the legislation. A similar bill was passed by the Chicago City Council 7 years ago. It was vetoed by then-Mayor Richard Daley. Gray says he has serious concerns over the council's action, but has not indicated what he will do. For NPR News, I'm Patrick Madden in Washington.